Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Jed Carney is the Assistant Minister for Health and Aged Care and also Deputy Chair of the Federal HIV Task Force and has got some announcements to make today. Jed, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Oh, thanks so much, Warren. It's lovely to be on.
Now, you've had a very busy day. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, today the HIV Task Force met for the first time and we set as our goal, which won't be news, but I think it's important to say that we started the work of eliminating the transmission of HIV in Australia by 2030. So virtually eliminating the virus, that means. And we've got a roundtable, a task force. I like the word task force because it means we're going to do stuff, not just talk about it.
It does sound like it, doesn't it, the word task force?
It does. It's a much better word and really great people. And we've set the priorities for the next few meetings and how we're going to set about meeting this really amazing target.
So one of the things that you're going to do is expand access to HIV treatment. So there are people now who can't access it through Medicare, aren't there?
Well, that's right. So the task force is sort of going to meet until the end of the year. So they're going to give us some short, medium and long-term things that we have to do. But in the budget coming up immediately, some things that we can do straight away is expand, as you said, increase funding to make sure that people who aren't eligible for Medicare, so it might be migrant students, people here on visas of all different types, maybe even refugees, that they can actually get treatment for HIV so no one is left behind. And I think that's going to be a great thing. We're doing a couple of things. We're going to extend a trial that we're having in universities, particularly in South Australia, the pilot is, to have HIV testing packs in vending machines, which I think it's really fantastic. I mean, this is good for reaching students and, again, international students in our PAL community, which is really important. Shall I go through the list? Will I keep going?
No, please do. I like the fact of the testing kits in vending machines. I'm thinking of, you know, that some people do still experience stigma around testing and maybe are afraid to go to their GP and ask for a test. So to be able to go to a vending machine and get a test, I think is fantastic.
It is fantastic, and the task force talked a lot about stigma and discrimination today, which, you know, they can be different things, but they're often, they're experienced together. And, Australia has led the way, really, in responding to HIV around the world. We've done really well, as you know, Warren. We've really beat all the odds and are meeting all our international and global targets. There is just a really hard-to-reach group of people in the country that we've really got to make that last effort to get to. And I think the vending machines is one really great way to do that. We're going to extend funding for the Emanate website that your listeners might know about, where we share HIV information on there that hopefully will promote increased testing, because testing is such an important part of what we're trying to do. So really these things are all around prevention, testing, diagnosis and treatment. So we're really happy that we can say we're continuing to fund AFAO and the National Association of People with HIV in Australia. I don't know if your listeners know, but the previous government dropped funding for those incredibly important organisations. It was just crazy. So we're really happy to announce ongoing funding. And importantly, there'll be extra funding for Aboriginal community-controlled organisations to do testing, treatment and care for First Nations people. So those things will be in the budget, but that's not going to stop there. There's a whole lot of work that the task force is going to be doing and incredibly excited about it. Amazing people around the table, and I'm really pleased to say that this is a bipartisan approach. We have the wonderful Senator Dean Smith, who is a Liberal Senator for Western Australia, on the task force, along with Louise Pratt, of course. also from Western Australia.
Fantastic. It's really good to hear that there is bipartisan support for these sorts of things because, you know, it's people's lives that we're talking about here.
That's right. This is people's lives. And a really interesting thing that came up today was that HIV, because so many people now are living with HIV, living good, healthy lives, but they need ongoing treatment. And we learned about the concerns about COVID, how testing dropped off, you know, people, you know, that there was monitoring and compliance sort of dropped off. But I'm very pleased to say that it's coming back up again. We haven't quite got to pre-COVID levels, but that's something we have to keep our eye on. We're really going to double our efforts on people from cold communities. And First Nations people. We interestingly had a presentation from the Honourable Andrew Giles, the Minister for Immigration, who attended the meeting to talk about review of the migration health requirements. Because your listeners might know that if you have HIV, it can exclude you from actually coming to Australia, even visiting, which is extraordinary in this day and age. So there's a big review of our migration health requirements to make sure that doesn't happen, particularly as there's a very important conference coming up later in the year.
That's fantastic news. I hope they do review that. Jed, thank you so much for sharing it with us today, and let's hope that we do achieve that target of eliminating HIV transmission by 2030. I think it'd be fantastic.
It will be. I feel like I've just blurted out a whole lot of stuff. Sorry, Warren.
No, it's really...
I'm really energised.
We are going to be talking to the Burnett Institute very shortly about some of the things that they're doing as well to eliminate HIV. So it's all part of the program today. Thank you so much, Jed, for your time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. That is Jed Kearney, Assistant Minister for Health and Aged Care and Deputy Chair of the Federal HIV Task Force. You are on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.